Hi, Lorna, and welcome to Future Radio. I'd just like to ask you a few questions about the Hemsby Dunes and what the situation is. First of all, if you could just explain the situation in Hemsby and what's happening with the sand dunes, that would be great.
Sure. Morning. Hemsby has suffered a severe erosion this winter, the same as the rest of the country, to be honest. But at Hemsby, we are very dependent on our beach for the local economy. We've got lots of houses that live in the Marams, and it's under threat at the moment. We've lost about 10 to 15 feet off the depth of our beach, and our last remaining sand dune lost 40 feet from the depth of it, which means that if it breaks through next winter, it could flood our valleys, homes will be lost, and our businesses are all threatened as well.
Is that the worst case scenario, Lorna? Is it a case of if the water comes through, homes will be flooded, people's livelihoods will be at risk?
Absolutely. Homes won't just be flooded, homes will be lost because they are nestled on the backside of the Marams. And if the storms break again next winter like they did this year, the sand dunes themselves will be lost and they can't regenerate. The project that we've got undergo at the moment will actually protect our sand dunes and help them to regenerate, to protect our beaches for the future.
Okay, and could you just explain the idea behind the block project, and what the idea is, how you came up with it?
Okay, the block project is to fabricate concrete blocks, 1.26 meters blocks, which weigh approximately 4 tons. It's worked up at Winterton. It saved part of their beach and the beach cafe. We need to protect our dunes. So if we can place about 1,000 of these concrete blocks for 1.5 kilometer distance along our beaches, we will hopefully then be able to save our dunes from further erosion next year.
How much money will the project cost, Lorna, and how much money has been raised so far?
So far, we've raised £32,000 in little under a month's time. We need £125,000, but it is community-led. It's not a project where we're paying for people to do things. It's very much everybody's coming together. Yesterday, some people did a big fun day in Newport, Joan and Anne Naylor, and they raised £500. People are bringing donations in every day. There's lots of schemes underway. There's cement companies willing to give us cement. We just need a lot of help to keep the project going.
Right, okay. How come the council won't fund the project?
Because our beach is classified as a private beach, nobody is holding their hands up as being responsible for protecting it. And, we can't sit back and just say, well, they're not doing it, so we can't. We have to be proactive and we have to protect the beach.
Okay, and is it looking good at the moment? Is it looking positive?
Oh, definitely. Absolutely. There's so much feeling here to save the beach. There's so many people from all around the country, not just the locals. I walk on the beach every day with my children and my dog, and it is the most beautiful beach. You really can't want for anything better. And all over the country, holidaymakers are saying the same thing. Please save the beach. It's what we look forward to coming to.
If people want to get involved or want to help out, what can they do, Lorna? Where can they go?
You can contact me directly at the Lake and Arm pubs at Hemsby. Shall I give you the telephone number?
Yes, you can do if you'd like.
Okay, it is 01493 733281. You can also email us at thelakenarms@hotmail.co.uk, or we have a new website just going live, which is www.savehemsbycoastline.co.uk.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for speaking to us, Lorna, and good luck.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you.